Welcome, everybody, to the Mains event. I'm your host, Joshua Mains, back again for our second show. Football has had an emotional roller coaster so far, 4 weeks into the season. They had a huge win last week against Mount San Jacinto. Joining us this week is current Brahma of the Week, Marquise Mickens, all-purpose back. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it's nice to be here, and I'm blessed to be here on this radio show.
Yeah. So I'm going to stop it right there, all-purpose back. Obviously, that's not a real position, but what does that mean to you?
It means I can run downhill on that first down back. If you need a first down, I can get it. Or, like, 10 yards into the end zone on that back.
So how would you describe your running style?
I want to describe it as, like, hard runner. I can run people over, get to the sideline, or pick up any first down, pretty much.
So pretty much all-purpose?
Yeah, all-purpose.
So you grow up playing running back?
Yes, sir. I grew up playing running back since I was 10. I've been playing running back ever since.
No desire to play any other position?
I played other positions like outside linebacker and safety and a little bit of quarterback here and there.
A little bit of quarterbacks. Always the athletes at a certain age that are playing quarterback.
Yes, sir.
So what drew you more to running back from those other positions?
Well, it drew me more by scoring touchdowns out of the backfield. Like, I just like making the moves on the linebackers and heading down the sideline from the backfield standpoint, and I just fell in love with the position.
Even with, you know, over the last few years, the devaluing of the position in the NFL, you know, that didn't turn you away from running back at all?
Oh, no. It motivated me to be a running back even more, actually, because I admired all the running backs in the league. I don't have, like, a favorite back. I love them all because everybody got a different running style. And I find to find, like, the similar running styles I have to similar backs in the league.
So you don't have a favorite, but is there anyone that you'd compare your game closest to?
I want to say probably Zeke Elliott and Marshawn Lynch.
I'm a Bay Area kid, so I hear Marshawn, I get a smile on my face every time. Love seeing him back in Oakland, actually having fun right now. So came from Florida. Real question is, why would you come all the way across the country to play ball for JUCO?
It's to me, it's like sacrifice. I gotta make that sacrifice to come from all the way from Florida to California to make it to the next level, and I think I can sharpen my performance even more in a JUCO level, and then when I get my performance up to where I like, I can go to a higher level of football, to D1 level. And I feel like when I get there, it's just going to be more easier and the game's going to be more slower.
So had you been to California before coming to Pierce?
No, it was very exciting to come here. I was very excited.
What was the biggest piece of culture shock coming from Florida over to California?
The big culture shock was like seeing different things like mountains and see how people act and the way that people talk. Down here is way different from Florida. I figured that out like in 2 weeks in. So it's a big difference from Florida to California.
How are the people different?
They're nicer. They're actually really nice. Like, it's shocking. Like, if I'm lost, people like take the time out of their day to help me out, find where I gotta go. And those 2 weeks was like really stressful. So I had nowhere to go, and I just stopped random people and like, hey, you know where this is, you know where that is, you know, we're a fun place to hang out. It's just stuff like that. It's pretty cool.
So what's the favorite thing that you found when you in L.A.?
Hiking in the mountains. It was amazing, like, especially when you get to the top. It's a beautiful, beautiful area to be at.
Yeah, there's definitely plenty of places to hike around here. You know, you got hidden waterfalls, caves, all sorts of things. Any particular hike that you really liked?
I don't know the names yet, but I've been to some mountain. It was like you can see the whole city. I forgot what the name was, but it was beautiful.
So you talked about, you know, sacrifice coming from Florida to California. What do you feel like that biggest sacrifice has been?
The biggest sacrifice is obviously family. I'm a big family guy. And missing everybody, like my friends, all of them, my cousins, I miss all of them. And like coming to California, you gotta start all over, you gotta make new friends, you gotta meet new people, and that's hard for me, and I don't talk a lot, so it's very challenging right now.
So I know your parents come out for the home games when they can. You know, what's that like to you for them to actually come out
it means a lot to me. Like, I love them. They work hard back at home to make it to my games, and I just love them all that. And it means a lot to me when they come, and then I see them in the stands, and I'm like, wow, that's really good for me, because it motivates me to, like, run harder, or I need to get this first down, or I need to get this touchdown, because I like to do it for them and put their name on the map.
So I know there's a whole lot of you guys from Florida on the team this year. Did you know any of the other players before actually coming out to Pierce?
I actually know, like, most of the majority of them, because most of them I played against back in Florida when I was in high school. So it's actually pretty cool to actually meet them and, like, talk to them and let me know how, like, their game rituals go, how they do their games, how they prepared it for me against them. So it's pretty cool. It's like one big all-star team to me, honestly. So it's really cool how we all, like, find each other at this one college, and we all get to meet each other and all this cool stuff.
Yeah, did you think something like that was going to happen coming all the way from Florida to California?
Not really. I thought I was going to see no one I recognize or anybody in the collegiate level. But here I am playing with all of them.
All right. So, I mean, obviously the biggest story of the season so far has been the firing of Sabolik and Hughes. I mean, what was it like in the locker room when Sabolik broke the news to you guys?
It was heartbreaking. Everybody was crying. It was very emotional, because, like, losing a head coach like that is like losing a family member, honestly, for a football team in general. For all football teams, it's like losing a family member. So my heart was broken, because I met him personally, my parents met him, and everything. So when I heard the news, I fell apart, honestly. But at the end of the day, it's a business decision, so, like, it's understandable. We just have to move forward and, like, think of the next step.
I mean, I happened to be up at the field house, like, right before it all happened. I had no idea what was going on. I kind of saw a gathering, then I could hear the emotions coming out and pieced it together myself. I can't really imagine what it was like actually being there. So, I mean, you said you kind of fell apart, but, you know, what was your real first thought when it all happened? You know, when it came to the season, what were you thinking?
I was like, man, like, what we're gonna do? We don't have a head coach, and then plus he calls all our plays also. So we was like freaking out, and then we was all thinking, what was the season gonna look like? But at the end of the day, coaches stepped up. Coach Austin stepped up. He's taking care of the plays now, and he's doing a really good job, actually, for him being, like, doing that job in his first year. So it's pretty good.
Yeah, so, I mean, reportedly the decision came from things that happened at that game against LA Southwest. On the sidelines, things like that, did you feel like things were getting out of hand? Did you feel like things were getting a little crazy in that game?
It was getting a little crazy, but I didn't know it was, like, that serious, that crazy. I didn't think it was really crazy, but I guess to the president that was there, she thought it was, like, out of hand. And it was just a bad look for Pierce College in general. So,
I mean, you guys have had Coach Sims step in. You know, what's it been like having him there for you guys?
It's actually been really good. He's been a really good head coach lately. He haven't changed nothing. He actually added more stuff to our offense to make us better. He's actually adding more stuff to our defense to make it, like, a stronger defense. So he's doing a really good job. I love him as a coach. He's very easy to talk to. He loves to take care of us. He's been taking care of us ever since the day he took the job. So I'm really happy and blessed that he could be on the staff.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, every athlete on campus has a relationship with Sims since he runs the weight room. So having that previous relationship, do you think that was kind of key to making that transition smooth?
Oh, yeah, it was definitely key, because, like, if we had a new head coach come in and he, like, changes everything, like, changes the whole playbook, changes the whole defense, changes players, like, most players don't like that. Like, if that happened, I would probably be, like, so confused. And then that means we had to learn the whole playbook in probably, like, a day. The defense had to learn more defenses, or it's a big mess. But, like, having him come in with the caring heart is awesome. It's just, like, a relax. It's like a panic button. So it's pretty cool to have him on staff.
So what's the biggest difference you've seen in the team since he's taken over?
Leadership. Big in leadership. People started to step up more in practice and just taking care of the football team. And whatever he tells the leaders, he's just the people just keep saying it, and then people follow, and it just makes practice so much easier now.
So that first game when he stepped in didn't go so well. Down against Southwestern, it was a 51-13 loss. I mean, what was the feeling on the sideline during that game?
It was still, like, sad feelings because the head coach lost, and then the new coaches stepping in the position, and obviously the new head coach changed. Everybody was still, like, slumped for that mood, I want to say. But at the end of the day, it was, like, our fault because we prepared for them for a week, and we should have won that game. It was just a bad game. It was, like, that bad luck charm. And then, having him getting fired just, like, made it even worse. So it was bad.
Yeah. I mean, it's a long bus ride home after a rough game like that, you know, all the way from Chula Vista. You know, what's that three-hour ride back like?
It was quiet. It's like no one said a word. And it was, like, some jokes here and there, but it was just focusing on the next game. And we were just, like, thinking ways how to get better, thinking ways how to improve, how to get stronger, just any ways to, like, make this program turn around.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you guys got focused on that next game, Mount San Jacinto last week, 49-21 win, yeah. You know, nice big win. You guys scored early. You got in on an 8-yard run, took that 7-0 lead early on. They came right back with two scores after, you know, offense looked a little shaky on those next two drives. They're sitting there up 14-7. Was there any thoughts, you know, in your head or on the sideline, like, uh-oh, here we go again?
Yeah, right when he scored, I said, okay, it's going to be a ball game. So I just talked to the head coach, not the head coach, but Coach Austin to calm down, call the right plays. And right when he did that, we started rolling. And right when we got on top of them, we just kept it on, like, our head on, our foot on the pedal. And we just kept going, and we kept making smart plays after smart plays.
Definitely. So I know it was an emotional win, you guys. You know, Coach got the Gatorade bath and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys feel you really had to come and show out for Coach?
Oh, yeah, we had to. We had his back all the way. And we had to win that game for him and for Pierce College and let people know that we're still here. And, yes, we lost our coach, but we have a good coach coaching us. So, and we're ready for whoever comes first, who's next.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you guys are still adding – new elements to both offense and defense. You know, got any new wrinkles coming in for this next game?
Well, not really. We're going to keep everything pretty simple, just about. But, like, practices this week was very crisp, very fast, and very up-tempo. So I can't wait.
All right, yeah. So you guys have San Diego Mesa coming in tomorrow. They're 3-1 right now. They don't seem to give up a lot of rushing yards. They've given up a total of 30. A lot of those are losses from quarterbacks on sacks. Looks like 187 yards total to running backs through four games. So when you see numbers like that as a running back, you know, where's your head at?
Shit. I think of, like, other ways to run the ball, like sweeps, getting the running back in the slot position, throwing passes to them. And just, like, this game coming out, it's going to be more like a passing game because obviously they can stop the run, but at the end of the game, Coach Austin, he's getting really good at the playbook. So he's going to find ways to run the ball and to get the ball in the end zone, and I can't wait.
Yeah. So, obviously, like I said, a lot of those negatives look to be from quarterbacks on sacks. Has pass protection from the running backs been a focus this week?
Oh, yeah, big focus. We've been having drills, multiple drills of, like, running backs picking up blitz calls, picking up twists or what the D lineman can do. We've been doing all of that this week, and I think all the backs should be ready.
Speaking of all those backs, you guys kind of have a three-headed running back committee with yourself, Sterling, and Kashawn. And so what's the relationship like between all three of you?
It's a good relationship. It's type of like a brotherhood relationship. We all watch each other's back. If one of us is in, we always watch each other. And when we come to the sideline, we always tell each other, like, what's open, what's the linebackers like, how they flow, how do they hit. It's stuff like that, and it helps a lot. It helps me a lot, and it helps all of us a lot to pick up yards and score touchdowns. It just makes football easier, and the game really slow. So,
you guys get a little competitive with each other. You see one go out and score, you kind of have to feel like you got to go top that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If one of us break out a long run, then, hey, we all have to do it then. If one of us score, then we all have to score. So it's definitely like that. It's really good competition. And it comes to a point that it's really fun. Like, if Keyshawn scored, then I'm thinking to myself, okay, he scored, then I got to score. If I score, Sterling has to score. And it's just tit for tat, and that's how we motivate each other to get even better and then win games.
Very nice. How do you feel going into this next game?
I feel really good. Like, with Coach Austin's and without calling the plays this week at practice, it was really good. It was really, really, like, passing, but he was mixing a run in at the same time and getting it back in the slot position and calling plays like that. So I'm really excited.
So let's move a little bit away from football. Obviously, you're here from school also. What are you studying right now?
Sports medicine. It's going really well right now. I really love the class, and the information I'm taking in is pretty awesome.
So is that a route you want to go if football is not a future?
Yes, sir. I love training people. I love helping people. I love making other people better. And, like, the fitness part is, like, secondhand to me. I've been training, like, all my life, just about. My dad been training me all of my life. So it's, like, second nature to me. So I just like training people and working out and helping people out.
Any thoughts on where you want to go after Pierce?
Probably back home. Probably back home, the probably University of Florida or Miami, pretty much.
So, outside of school, outside of practice, obviously you don't have a lot of free time.
No.
But what do you like to do to kind of get away from everything?
Mostly probably watch movies and hang out with friends because, like again, it's out here in California. You got to make new friends anyways. So probably go to the movies and hanging out with friends, talking about just anything, honestly.
Any thoughts on you plan on getting back to Florida for the holidays, things like that?
I'll definitely go back to Florida for the holidays, especially November is my birthday, so I definitely got to go back to the family and celebrate that. And then Christmas, I'll definitely go back for those big holidays. But most of the holidays, I'm pretty sure I'm staying in California.
So other than family, what do you miss most from Florida right now?
My own bed, my dog, and my own car, pretty much.
I just completely blanked. Apologies. So outside of all that, you know, any other real thoughts heading into the rest of the season? Any goals for yourself, for the team?
For my goals for myself, I would like to make at least maybe 6 touchdowns, maybe 10, and have at least 200 to 300 yards for the season. And for a team goal, I want to have a winning season, and I want to have a state champion game or a ring by the end of this season. And I think, like, with this team, it's possible. Like, we have the athletes to do that, and I just want to have that for the team goal.
Yeah, I mean, I know Sims has said if you guys can mesh together, get it going, you guys can write a good story this season. I mean, obviously, you know, adversity makes a story. You guys faced enough of it. You think you guys can get over it all and keep going?
Definitely. We can definitely get over adversity with the head coach, with the two bad losses we have. We can definitely turn this program over and make it a winning program and make Pierce College like it used to be in 7 years. And that's also one of the goals. We're trying to make it back like past last year, 7 years ago. We're trying to bring that back, bring the crowd back, the student section, trying to bring all that back and make it even better.
Yeah, I know Sims had you guys go out to one of the women's soccer games. I know he's planning on trying to get you guys out to other games. You know, do you feel like that's a key?
Yeah, I feel like that's a big key. When he mentioned that to the football team, I got excited because if we go to their games, they're going to come to our games. And that is a good idea because we need more people at our games. We need the crowd to come out. We need everybody. We need a student section. And, like, the more people, the more better, I think. It's like back at home at my old high school, we had, like, all sold-out tickets. And it was amazing. It was just like playing in a league or almost. And it's just, like, it makes the game fun, and it makes everybody work even harder, I feel like.
Yeah, I know last semester men's volleyball and baseball were going to each other's games, and it definitely changed the atmosphere. You know, athletes supporting athletes, they're going to be a lot louder. You know, they're going to be a little more rambunctious. And it definitely just changes the whole environment of everything. So obviously, any games that you're looking forward to going to?
Mostly all of them. Back in high school, I went to all the events they had, like soccer, basketball, girls basketball, boys volleyball, girls volleyball. I went to everything. So I'm mostly be at every event here they host at Pierce College.
Sounds good. It's always good to get as many people out there as we can.
Oh, yeah.
So that's pretty much all I got for you right now. Thank you for coming in. Everybody, you know, football takes on Mount San Jacinto. It's 6 p.m. Saturday at Shepherd Stadium. There's a tailgate at 5 p.m. Take advantage of that, one of the few of the season. Today we have soccer heading up to the College of the Canyons at 5 p.m. And women's volleyball is at Foothill College Saturday for a doubleheader against Foothill and number one Cabrillo College. Any thoughts for those other games?
I wish them luck, and let God be with them.
Nice. All right. As always, you guys can stay up to date with any Pierce College sports news on the roundupnews.com. Follow us on Twitter at roundupsports. You can always follow me at the Mains Event. Any questions, comments, anything like that, let me know. This has been the Mains Event. I'm Joshua Mains with KPCRadio.com.